Thank you for holding. Is this Will?
Yeah, is this John?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Rainy.
Yeah, I can imagine that. You're in Port Townsend, aren't you?
Oh, no. We're in Orange County in Southern California.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it said Port Townsend. It might just be one of those phone tree things.
Oh, yeah. No, it's through the... she called you through the computer, through a dialer system.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're called, or she called you through Google Voice. But we're in Fountain Valley, like right next to the Google Building 1 in Irvine.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with SoCal, but it's pouring down here right now. It's crazy.
I'm glad you guys are getting it.
Yeah. For a change, huh? We're paying all this California tax for Seattle weather.
So she was speaking a little bit about new business promotions and stuff and reduced rates. I don't know, I would like to get on the front page and ultimately get my business out there a little more, as long as it's within reason on pricing, nothing astronomical.
Yeah, that's what she actually told me. So our pricing's normally set at $499. She asked if I could do it for $299. She wanted me to put you on a new in business credit that she gets. So I can push that through. That's not a problem. I mean, you'd be looking at about $10 a day. It's all month to month. You don't have to make any kind of long-term commitment. There's no other like lead fees, click fees, or call fees in that package. So you don't have any surprise like bills popping up on you. And then we would also
$300 a month.
It'd be $299 exactly. And the thing is, Will, that comes with the site too.
Comes with the site, huh?
Yeah, it's a custom website design. So we'll actually buy like birdstrees.com, like the domain for you. And then we'll do all the graphic design and build the site how you want it to look. And then we'll provide hosting for the site too. And we'll have that attached to your Google business profile that's being seen on the first page of the search results. So website alone usually going to run you more than $299. If you try it for a month and cancel it, we lose money,
Right. But, yeah, no, well, it doesn't sound bad.
Yeah. I mean, if guys are able to do it at $499 each month and come back, I mean, I shouldn't have any problem, showing you good return on investment and having you use it long-term at
$299. No, absolutely. Yeah. It's, being a new business, I still work my full-time job, so I'm doing most of my tree work on the weekends.
Oh, okay. Oh, I think it'd be a good tool for you to build up your pipeline of business. Then you can leave that and do this full time.
Absolutely. That's the dream. I got a baby on the way and I want, her mother to be home with her all the time and,
Yeah.
So
I understand that one. Yeah. My son, I went through that. My son was born during the pandemic. He's almost three. He'll be three in April. It was my first child, but I was the same way.
Mine also.
Yeah, it's going to change you, brother. In a good way, though.
I believe it. I believe it.
In a good
way.
Yeah, I'm a lot better man than I was. I gave up drinking and stuff.
I'm dealing with work release right now from a DUI and doing all that. So I've been in 29 days. I get out next Wednesday. So I'm dealing with
I'm on a better path.
Started a business, So.
Yeah, hallelujah. Wait till you see those eyes. It'll really make all that. Yeah, leaving all that stuff behind is that much easier, man. Let me tell you.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, man. I like where it's going and what it's sounding like, and I think I need to make the necessary scary steps to do the things that I want to do. So,
got to get your name out there.
$299. Yeah, I'm in for it.
Okay. So I'm gonna create your Google business profile. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own the business, Will. They're going to send you this postcard in the mail called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get the little red dot on the map there. Now, I could hide your address, but what's the street address that I could send that PIN to?
515 Pacific Street.
Pacific.
Cedro Woolley, Washington.
Okay. 98284?
That's right.
All right, I found it. And then what's your last name?
Bird, B-U-R-D.
Oh, just like the business?
That's right.
All right, William Bird.
Yeah, I'm thinking about changing the business name, though. I kind of created that just one night.
Nice, cool.
Business, so,
No, it's cool. Bird is cool. It's like birds, trees. Well, you think about like a bird.
The bird and the tree. Yeah, that's kind of what I was going for. But I was thinking you know, bird family tree service or something a little more note. Because people will call me and be like, is this birds, trees? Do you do tree removal stuff? So just to kind of fix it. But that would be down the road.
Anytime. I mean, I'll send you my direct number and extension. Anytime you want to make a change like that, that has to do with like the name, address, or phone number, let me know and I could get in there and swap it for you.
Perfect. Excellent.
Okay. Pacific. Why is it? Is it Pacific Drive or Pacific Street?
It's Pacific Street.
For some reason, it's not coming. Hold on. There it is. Okay, I got it. All right, save. And it'd be under William. I always call you Will, but I put your legal name on it because we send the invoices over so you could write it off later.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. In the grand scheme of things, it won't cost you anything. You'll get it right back with the write-off later.
Right.
And then what's the business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
Birdstrees.nw@gmail.com.
nw@gmail.com. What's the due date for your baby?
May 23rd right now.
Oh, soon, yeah. It's around the corner. You feeling her kick?
Getting big. Not yet. I've been, like I said, I haven't been home in a month, so Elizabeth's been able to feel her on the outside. She's excited for me to get home and be able to experience it.
Yeah. You're like, I need to get to work, start making some money. Girls are expensive if it's a baby girl. I'll let you know that. But
it is a baby girl.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy is, like, girls are a lot smarter, man. They are. I used to hate that when I was a kid. I used to always say girls are smart and boys are dumb, you know? But as kids, it's so true. Like, your daughter is going to be way more intuitive. My son, like, jumps off the couch. I have to, like, save him from himself on a daily basis. He's, like, dangerous, you know?
Yeah,
girls are more,
right,
like, social and want to talk to you and listen to you a little
bit
better. Yeah. So
yeah, looking forward to it for sure.
Yeah, one of my best friends just had a daughter. She's, like, 6 months old. Sweetheart. My son's just a knucklehead throwing trucks and stuff.
Yeah,
he's just wild right now. So it's like caveman. I love him though. All right.
Yeah.
So, and then we're gonna purchase a domain name for you. Have you developed a logo for Birch Trees yet, or do you have like?
I'm not.
Photos?
I've been. I've got photos. Yeah, they're on Google.
Okay. We want you to send the photos in, though, so that way we could use them for your website, too. I'm going to send you an email address. It's just photos@localsplash.com. And then I'll also send you my direct number and extension if you need help with it or if you want to make any, like, changes to the profile later on. That way you could call me directly.
Perfect. Sounds good.
All right. I'm sending them both now. Did you get the email?
No, I'm walking around really great.
All right.
Okay, good. Got a text, no email. Oh, got one in there.
Yeah, the email's, or it's not an email. It's like I sent you an email address in the text message. So it'll just say,
I got that.
Okay, perfect. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I'm doing every day 7 to 7.
Okay.
Monday. Might go 24 hours and do some storm work, but that'll be later.
Yeah, I can add like emergency services available, so that way if it's after 7 or before 7, then you could charge an extra fee.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah. Right. And then you can accept cash, check, and card?
Yeah. No.
No? No card?
No card. No card yet.
I got to
get a card reader.
All right. All right. Perfect. All right. So I got the business profile set up. We got to grab your domain name. start building on that. Okay, so later today, depending on what your schedule allows, we're going to want to do a client interview with you. The client interview is where they'll go over, like, every keyword and service that you provide. That way we're listing you properly. They'll go over the service area, and then we'll get started on the website. We'll purchase the domain and get a general idea on how you want the website to look. With the website, they're basically going to draw up, like, a rough draft, and then they'll send it over to you. Then any changes you want to make, we'll go in there and change it so it's fully customized.
Perfect.
But usually the client interviews are about 30 to 40 minutes. We ask for an hour window in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. What's a good time today where we can knock it out?
I get a half-hour lunch at 12:30.
12:30? Shoot. 12 to 1 I have booked. I have 11 to 12. I have like a 1 to 2. It's all over the phone. It's mostly like general knowledge information. Or if it's,
yeah,
really
it'll,
productive,
I mean,
I could schedule it for tomorrow.
It'll definitely get loud with, you know, I work in a fab shop, so a lot of grinding, a lot of welding right now. Tomorrow would be better.
Okay.
I could do like 11 to 12 tomorrow.
11 to 12? Okay.
All right. Or 7 to what?
We could do any time between 7 and 4, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, whatever you got tomorrow. I'll be working kind of a half day tomorrow.
Well, if you said 11 to 12 works, then I'll do that.
Let's do that.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and I'll text you 1 hour before the appointment, just as a reminder. Okay. If anything pops up or changes, I got it. You know, I could reschedule it. But I definitely want to get it done before the weekend because I could still have the graphic design guys work on the website over the weekend, even if we're not here.
Yep, I like it.
Okay. All right, let me do this. Boom. Save. All right, I'm sending that calendar invitation over to you now. No, what? Is your last name plural? Like, does it have an S on it normally? Or is it just Bird?
It's just Bird. That's where it was like, there's no apostrophe. I kind of just threw the company name together one night, and then it was like, okay. Congratulations. And I was like, oh, shit.
I'll fix it.
No, it's just Bird.
I'll fix it. And then you're not like an LLC or incorporated at all?
No, I'm not LLC yet.
Okay. Yeah, definitely worth getting, though. You don't want anybody trying to sue you or anything. And a lot of times they're free. You could just get online and fill them out. I could actually send you some links for that, for the state of Washington. I'll send you a...
For an LLC?
Yeah. Yeah, they have some free ones floating around out there. I'll send over, and then you could fill it out and get that going. It's good to have that limited liability, because if somebody tries to, like, sue you, it goes on the company instead of, like, it going on you personally, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Let me do that. I'll pull those up for you now. Okay, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Will, how did you want to do that?
This would be card.
Okay, now let me ask you, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under my name.
Okay, it's a personal. All right, let me just make sure I send you a business invoice receipt. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending? Okay. All right. I'm ready for you.
All right. 5128.
5128.
7601.
7601.
0549.
0549.
3188.
3188. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
0428.
0428. And then 3-digit code on the back.
364.
364. Okay. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification as an added form of protection for you. If I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, you stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you. I want to make sure we're on the same page. All right. All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Bird Trees.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
William Bird, sole proprietor.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, sir.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes, sir.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Will, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours. I'm not going to ride you too hard if you're missing calls every now and then. I know you're going to get wrapped up on jobs, but... You know,
yeah.
if I'm blowing you up, it's for a reason, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I just, you know, call, leave a voicemail, call back right when I get it.
Yeah, I have no shame, man. If it's something urgent that's, like, preventing you from being listed, I'll call you, like, 5 times in a row. I don't care.
Yep. Oh, I'm pretty good about answering the phone, so.
Yeah, just know it's, like, a real issue if I'm blowing you up, you know? It's not, like, I'll bug you for nothing. And it says... important. Okay, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
So, I know what you already have. That's fine if you want to keep using the stuff that you already have. Just after today, if you're going to add anything, let us know so that we can make sure you're not like paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Right. What do you mean you already know what I have?
Like, I could see all your online listings. Like, there's a Home Advisor by Angie's List out there. There's a Yelp one pending. You know, I could see you have some
have
online.
Yelp?
Yeah, it says it's pending. It's not actually published.
Yeah, there's like a Angie's Leads thing the guy called me about.
Yeah. So I see you have that stuff. If you want to keep using those guys, that's up to you. I don't think you will after a couple months of this because they're paid per lead, and they get a lot of their leads from... like Google and Bing and stuff. So they just basically market themselves and then they sell the leads individually to like 5 people and they charge you
right.
If you don't have a job. So I feel like...
Yeah, well, I heard about that. I wish you would have called me before all that if I would have told them no, but trying to get my name out, you know?
Well, the Google listing, like first page placement is based on availability. You could always like create a Google business profile so that way you exist as a business online. Like that's the first thing.
Oh, I do already.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I've already got my Google business.
Yeah, but to be
but
on the
being
first
listed first page. That's
yeah, exactly. That's the moneymaker. 90% of people pick from the first page, but so,
oh, 100%.
I'm not saying like you gotta like cancel those guys though. What we want to avoid is like I have other things that I threw in for you to kind of turn us into your one-stop shop. So like I threw in some Facebook ads to help generate some leads there. I know you're trying to turn this into a full-time thing, so, you know, there's a Yelp hosting in there, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results, the custom website design. You know what I mean? You don't need any of those things. Like, if you get contacted about that, just politely decline. Let them know, hey, I already got it handled, because all they're going to do is charge you and then create a duplicate, and that causes a headache. We got to go delete the duplicates, so.
Right, yeah. So I'm wondering... You know, I'll feel it out with the Angie's leads for, you know, a little bit, see what's up. But if I'm paying 2 different people and getting more results from one spot, you know.
Yeah, that's a smart route to do it, you know. I tell people that all the time. I'm like, if you just compare them side by side, it'll be pretty obvious after about a month or so what's best for you.
Yeah, 100%.
All right. It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up. But it is a month-to-month service, okay? So you're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's February 1st of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for a platinum package bundle. I've included the custom website design for you at no additional charge, and I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to be set up to automatically renew each month on the first day, but you'll keep that discounted price of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It states you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, contact us before the next billing is due so we can stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, you may have already received a welcome text message.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be an automated message that'll come through. It'll say, like, William Byrd, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And then it'll have an outline of the agreement. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I got an email right now.
Oh, yeah, it comes email and text. So there's an outline of the agreement there. You got to sign off on the bottom of that before the client interview comes around tomorrow at, between 11 and 12. And then you're going to get another form for Google verification. And this actually goes to Google. Fill it out as much as you can. It's going to ask you for, like, license, insurance. It might ask you for some things that aren't even, like, required by the state. And that's fine. Fill it out as much as you can. If there's anything missing, it tells you right at the bottom to check this box if you're okay with us three-way calling you with a Google rep on the line. Definitely check that box, and then we'll just verify it over the phone if there's anything missing, okay?
Perfect.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your work day. I'm looking forward to working with you. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you have my direct number in there. It's the extension 544. If it's after hours, we have 24/7 customer service available to you at extension 1. Okay? So don't hesitate to call in. But enjoy the rest of your work day, and then we'll circle back with you tomorrow at 11, okay?
All right. Thanks, John. We'll talk then. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Looking forward to working with you, bud. You have a great day.
You too, man. Bye.
All right. Bye.